The company that owns the pipeline that exploded in Westmoreland County this April said that 4 years ago, it saw the corrosion that ultimately led the pipe to fail. But the company didn't think it needed to replace the pipe at the time. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier explains.
When Spectra Energy saw the corrosion during a 2012 inspection of its Texas Eastern pipeline, its models predicted the pipe wasn't at risk. But the pipe corroded 5 times faster than the models suggested, leading to the April 29th blast. Spectra's Andy Drake told a public forum in Salem Township no one could have predicted the pipe would degrade in such a short time frame.
The models that industry uses based on research and data and science didn't accurately predict how fast this thing could grow.
Drake said possible causes are a tape that was used on the line, high temperature gas from a nearby compressor station, or some other local condition. But this didn't ease the pain for some in the audience, like Carol Webb, aunt of a 27-year-old man badly burned in the blast.
If you check those pipelines and they come off at the slightest, if they're off even 1 point or whatever you're saying, and it's in a community, these pipelines are running through people's backyards, shouldn't they be replaced?
That prompted this response from Drake.
There are no words that I can possibly even give you that can explain how sorry we are of what's happened here.
Drake said the explosion will likely lead to an industry-wide reassessment of what to do when corrosion is detected.
The models we were using were based on tons and tons of research and data, and they thought those models were conservative. Now we've got a new piece of information that's telling us we have to learn.
The company said it's tested 400 other potential problem sites in a more than 200-mile stretch of the pipeline since the explosion. None had the same corrosion as was found in the area where the pipe failed. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.